AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Biden is heading to Japan, saying there is work to do on the global stage. But before leaving the White House, the president said he's confident Democrats and Republicans will reach a deal in debt ceiling talks.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget, that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
While in Japan, Biden will attend the G7 summit, talking with allies about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In New York last night, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan were trailed in their car by photographers as they left a charity event. They took refuge at a police station before being taken away in a taxi cab. Taxi driver Sukhcharan Singh says there were two cars with paparazzi following them, but he would not call it a chase.
We got blocked by a trash truck, and all of a sudden paparazzi came out of nowhere and started taking pictures. So they just told me to circle back to the precinct, so I just took them back to the precinct.
Police say there were no injuries. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says overdose deaths were up slightly last year. The CDC estimates there were just under 110,000 overdose deaths in 2022, up about 2% from the previous year. A new poll shows trust in the Supreme Court fell to its lowest level in 50 years last year. The results from the General Social Survey follow the Dobbs decision that led to state bans and other restrictions on abortion. It was a good day on Wall Street, with hopes that the U.S. may avoid a default on its debt. The Dow was up 408 points, with much of the gain coming after President Biden says he's confident of reaching a deal with Republicans. This is AP News. Officials in northern Italy are warning residents to get to higher ground amid fears that rain-swollen rivers would again burst their banks after flooding killed at least three people and forced a mass evacuation.
In 40, firefighters with rubber boats rescue people from their homes while negotiating partly submerged cars. And the mayor of the city of Cesena wants residents to move to upper floors or vacate entirely, announcing the closure to traffic of some bridges and streets after heavy flooding sent rivers of mud sloshing through towns. Days of heavy rain stretch across a broad area of northern Italy and the Balkans, where what have been described as apocalyptic floods, landslides and evacuations have hit Croatia and Bosnia. I'm Charles Diledesma.
And a federal grand jury has indicted a man who is suspected of stealing a pair of famous ruby red slippers worn by Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.